You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful.
Awesome. Today, our guest is a newbie.
Ooh, another newbie.
We love the rookies. I didn't tell you that when we were talking pre. There's a little hazing ritual we go through, so it's okay, though. Our guest today is Todd Jordan with Clean Trust Restoration Incorporated. Welcome.
Thank you.
And I also want to thank you because you're one of the sponsors for our show, so we appreciate that.
Glad to be.
Thank you very much.
He's going to clean us up.
Yes. Well, somebody needs to, let me tell you.
Yeah, we might get a little out of hand. So I was talking to you before we started today, and we were talking. I didn't know a lot about Clean Trust Restoration, so I think you'll find this very informative.
I'm sure I will. This will be good.
So tell us a little bit about Clean Trust and how you started here in Bloomington.
I started in the restoration business 19 years ago. Worked for a restoration company, was hired out by the second largest restoration company in the world. I traveled all over the United States. I did hurricanes, fire, water, and mold for large commercial in all 50 states.
Wow.
He was at Hurricane Sandy.
Ooh. Or
Superstorm Sandy,
yeah,
right?
Superstorms. Yeah, I guess that's what it was actually, yeah.
Was asked when that one was over to go to West Allis, Wisconsin. Started a job there. 4 days in, the company sold to a smaller company. Didn't like the way they ran their business and their work ethics, so I brought it back home. And 3 years ago, I opened the doors at Clean Trust Restoration in my own hometown.
Very cool.
Isn't that cool?
I like that.
I know.
Like that. We have a lot of businesses that have like these bigger experiences, and then they don't like something that's done, and like, I can do this better in a better way. So I like that. That's cool.
Well, and I think, yeah, you know, we were talking, he was saying, you know, he had the, when he found out about this 4 days into a job, you know, he called the company to find out a little bit more about them and how they did business. And what he found out was he didn't think he could work there anymore, which was okay. You know, he wanted to come home anyways because he was on the road a lot.
Absolutely. Need to be home with my family.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so he came back, and he's been super busy ever since.
Absolutely. Opened my doors. The advertisement that we do on your show has been tremendous, and also word of mouth has been also our greatest advertisement.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about what kind of restorations you do.
We do water damage, anything from clean water to black water sewage. We do carpet and upholstery cleaning. We do generalized cleaning. We do remodel. We do fire damage. We do mold remediation. We do remodels of kitchens, basements, bathrooms. We also do trauma scene cleanup as well.
And you are asbestos certified?
I am asbestos certified, although we don't do it in-house because I don't have the proper certifications for the employees.
But you can, you are certified to the point where you can hire people that are indeed the ones who would remove it, and you can manage that project.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I mean, to me, that's a huge plus, especially when you're working with some of the historical buildings. I assume you do commercial as well as residential.
We do both, yes.
So,
when I think with asbestos, it's one of those things that as a homeowner you run into sometimes. You're like, I don't know about this. So you would be an excellent resource to call and say, hey, help me out with this. What do I have to do? What can I do? Do you do asbestos testing as well? Or
we don't do asbestos testing. We would like a third party to do that.
Sure.
That way there's nobody saying you're changing the results.
Right.
Okay.
So it's a third party, non-biased company that we would recommend. Once the asbestos is removed, or depending on how high it is, they may be there on site, because if it gets to a certain level, we got to shut the project down till it clears out.
Okay.
So we, once it's done, then they come in, and then whether we pass clearance or fail, they would be the ones that tell us.
Good. But I still think having that local resource, someone you know and you can trust who is home, you know, in your hometown, mm-hmm. that makes all the difference in the world rather than having someone drive 100 miles away that you may never see again.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And let me put this in, our consultations for the homeowners are free. Our estimates are also free.
Wow.
Yeah, excellent. And that's huge because I think a lot of people, especially in this day and age, people are remodeling mm-hmm. older homes. Yeah. And, you know, you pull off some drywall or lattice plasterboard and you find some stuff in there, not necessarily asbestos. It could be black mold. No. It could be – there could be just a lot of stuff that's hidden in your walls that you don't mm-hmm. know about. Insulation hides a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as you see that, if you're trying to DIY it, you need to call – Todd.
Yeah, definitely.
And find out what it is and how to fix it.
Correct.
So, and he can fix it.
Yeah, yep. That's great. That's great.
So I think that's awesome.
Yeah, we can actually remediate it. We don't encapsulate. We actually remove the mold. So when we're done, it is actually gone. It is not encapsulated and trapped on any of your surfaces underneath.
Oh,
you know what encapsulate is?
No, but you can tell us.
Encapsulate is if we came in, HEPA backed it, cleaned it, and then covered it over with a shellac-like primer.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it can never come back out even if there is one spore left.
It's not supposed to, but mm-hmm. if it ever gets wet, that mold is still trapped inside.
Sure.
There. So okay. we actually encapsulate, or we don't encapsulate it, we actually remove it. And when the environmental hygienist comes back to test us, they actually see the wood that we removed.
Awesome.
Very cool.
So, and mold is one of those crazy creatures that it only needs two things to mm-hmm. to really live, and yeah. they are readily available in all homes. It needs, one, a moisture source, and two, a food source. Mm. And let me just tell you what mold eats.
Everything.
Wood, plasterboard, sheetrock, just about everything unless mm-hmm. it's a piece of granite.
Yeah.
Right. It's got to have an organic food source. Mm-hmm. It's a paper product. It doesn't grow on the gypsum between the two papers of the drywall, but it does grow on the paper.
See?
Exactly. So, yeah, it can be everywhere, and it doesn't take much to keep it going.
No.
It doesn't. You can have a low humidity house and still have mold because, you know what? Your bathrooms are warm and cozy
exactly.
Yeah, especially if your bathroom vents are not vented out through the roof, if mm-hmm. they're in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of attics with a lot of mold in it.
Oh, yeah.
See, and I bet people never even look in their attics. But most people probably don't store things in the attics like they used to.
Right, right.
Now, it's just a place for insulation. So people just never – I can tell you I haven't been up in my attic in probably 20 years.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing
right. – Yeah,
there's just insulation up there. I know my cable guy's been up there, but that's about it.
But I think a lot of people find that out when they have a home inspection done. All of a sudden they mm-hmm. realize, you know, that comes up in the inspection because it's code now, and before it wasn't.
Right.
I mean, so now, you know, it vents up into the attic or vents out somewhere. Every once in a while you get one where we don't know where it vents somewhere, but not to the outside.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And mold is really just an irritant to the homeowner. It right. can be removed and everything fixed. Mm-hmm. And the inside quality of your air can be better than the outside.
Oh,
so
right.
it's really just an irritant.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the biggest things I think that you guys do is the restorations of tragic events, really. I mean, fire,
mm-hmm.
water, severe water damage, whether it's a huge leak in your roof mm-hmm. or maybe you've had pipes leaking in your crawl space for years or your bathroom or sewer backups, things like that, or a pipe burst in your house.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter, we were talking about how a couple of winters ago you were crazy busy because you had to rent equipment from Nashville, Tennessee
yes.
because of all the restorations he was doing in this area. Yeah. And you all remember that winter.
Yes,
we did. Very cold.
Very cold. Lots of pipes bursting. We do not remember it fondly. I'm sure Todd probably does. He was probably very busy.
Extremely
and probably
busy.
Appreciated
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's a tragic event, and we understand that with every homeowner. But it's nice to know that there's people out there that can actually come into your home when you've had a disaster like this mm-hmm. and actually put you back like it never happened. And your life continues on.
We're going to take a quick break, Todd, and we'll be back to talk to you more about Clean Trust Restoration.